Hey guys, it's Madison from On the Block. This week we have a special guest, my good friend Paul, who is not only the biggest Big Brother fan in North America, but also Taylor Swift's bestie. I have pics to prove it. I hope you enjoy this episode and my chat with Paul. You can find his Instagram in the episode's description, so show him some love.
And now, here's On the Block, a podcast about Big Brother.
Okay, so we start off the week with Christian as HOH. His number one bestie is Alyssa. And now it's very obvious that they are in a showmance. But he also has the Kings, which is the only team with four people left.
Yeah, they have a stronghold on the house right now. And yes. It needs to be broken up.
Yes.
It needs to be.
It needs to be. So Xavier is starting to get nervous when Hannah is discussed as a nominee. Tiffany is clearly upset because they are in this royal flush alliance. So when the queens and the one ace get together in a room, Tiffany's pretty vocal that she doesn't want Hannah to go up. And we start to see that Sarah Beth has this weird vendetta against Hannah.
Yeah, so does Alyssa.
Yeah, they like are very adamant that she's the one who needs to go home. And I understand Hannah is a strong player and like could potentially win this game. But I don't know why at this point they wouldn't try to just work with her instead of target her.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where they just don't get along probably.
Yeah, they just maybe don't have anything in common. I don't know. I mean, Alyssa definitely strikes me as like being a little bit more like interested in like makeup and hair and things like that. So maybe she like sees herself connecting with Whitney a little bit more on that level, where Hannah kind of seems more like a chill, relaxed, laid back kind of girl. And maybe there's that like we just don't have as much in common in that way. But then with Sarah Beth, I don't really know for her what the draw would be to be closer to Whitney than Hannah.
Yeah. It was like weird.
It was uncomfortably weird.
Because she's so adamant about getting her out. And everyone was like, well, like, chill.
Yeah.
Like, we're going for Whitney. And she's like, no, we need Hannah out.
Yeah, it's super weird. I don't understand. So, really uncomfortable. And I do wonder why a Joker isn't brought up to be nominated. And Tiffany kind of brings this up too. Like, why are we not putting Brittany on the block? She wants Xavier and Kylan to go, who are both members of both of our teams. Like, why wouldn't we just throw her up on the block again? She could go home. There's a lot. I don't know. It's weird. It's the first week without a clear house target. And it's just a very interesting, like, it plays out very interestingly, like, why Christian nominates the people that he does and why he targets the aces. But that kind of brings me back to Brent told his team that if he got out, they would be coming for the rest of the aces. And maybe he was right. I don't know. But going for Whitney, I think, is an interesting move at this point. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was just the easy move at this point.
Totally.
Where everyone in this bigger alliance can agree on something until they actually have to start making hard decisions.
Yeah.
Because they really haven't had to make any hard decisions yet.
Yeah, it's true. So I find myself by the end of Sunday night's episode just wishing that Frenchie got Christian out. I'm so mad that he got the wild card the week that Frenchie was going to nominate him, because I think this whole season would be playing out so differently had Christian been out of the house. But I guess we will never know. Derek F. totally checking Whitney about her workout top, which I think is just the funniest thing.
But I can't get over this top. I'm so amazed. You see my face? I have seen some tops in my life.
This is I'm going to sweat my ass off while looking
in the top. Okay. You know you ain't going in public with that on.
Yeah, I would, absolutely.
You go to the gym.
1,000%.
With a trainer and say, yeah, I'm here to work out.
I wear this to the gym.
Sarah Beth, would you potentially wear this at the gym?
No.
I told you!
Yes! Yeah. No.
You need somebody else.
Hannah, would you wear this to the gym?
Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going.
Alyssa, would you wear this sports bra to the gym?
Say no.
Say yes.
They're telling me to say yes and no. But I'm not giving my honest opinion.
Okay, honest opinion.
I would not wear that.
Told you!
Okay, so the wild card competition happens. Claire wins. It's sort of this like balance something on a moving surface and get it to the end. And her options for safety are take safety for her team for the week or take safety until jury. And it's a pretty much a no-brainer because her team is working with Christian's team. So she takes safety until jury. And I really love how supportive Tiffany and Kylan are of this decision, even though it doesn't make them safe because they are supportive of their friend and their teammate. And I just think, like, I love how this season everyone's just been, like, really supportive of each other.
That's true. Even when they're going behind each other's backs, like, everyone, I feel like, realizes it's a game.
It's a game, yeah.
It's not a personal attack on people.
Totally. So, yeah, I really like that. I start to get really concerned with the way that Sarah Beth talks about Hannah going home, that she will end up going home. But then I'm pretty confident in the votes throughout the week, so I think she's totally fine. I understand that Whitney is, like, confused. She's on the block. But I really am going back and I'm trying to think, like, outside of a personal level, like, what connection did she have with Christian on a game level, like, that would make her surprised that she was on the block.
Yeah.
Like, she never really, like, worked with him.
No. In any capacity. She have anything really to offer.
Yeah.
In that situation, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So, Hannah, I really want her to, like, somehow win HOH next week and target Christian and Alyssa. But she, I don't know. She is, like, playing it really smart where she's like, yeah, it's okay, I'm a pawn, I get it. And, like, being really nice to them and not really making any waves about being on the block, which I think is the smart move. But she still has the veto. So the veto happens. And Christian wins the veto, which is annoying, but it's fine. I mean, it happens sometimes where it's one person just controls the whole week. They win HOH, they win the veto, they get to decide what happens. Whitney does propose a really interesting argument to backdoor Derek X, which I think at the end, everyone will be mad that they didn't do that because Derek X could potentially win this game.
Yeah.
So Whitney is smart, and I've said this before, she is very tactical. She just can't win comps to do these things herself, which is the frustrating thing about her, but, like, her ideas are very strong. Like, that would have been a really big move and a really smart thing to do, but I don't know, this house just didn't vote that way. I mean, obviously, if it were between Whitney and Hannah, they were going to keep Hannah, but I think if it were between even Whitney and Derek X, if Derek X finds himself on the block, I think he might go home.
I think so too.
Because he is such a competitor.
Yeah.
Like, he has a really strong chance of winning. I love in Wednesday night's episode how Tiffany, like, comes to Hannah and tells her that Sarah Beth is out for her, and it makes me happy to see them sort of start to form that bond. And then on Thursday night's episode, we see them form a final two, which is fantastic. I also love watching Tiffany sort of create a plan for the cookout to all have their, like, individual partners in the game that they help get them to jury, and then they start picking them off one by one. I think it's genius.
It's brilliant, yeah.
It's a genius plan. Just so, so smart.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch that, especially with, like, as it keeps going, to see, like, what if two members of the cookout get on the block? And
what
then
happens?
Seeing the gameplay to, like, try and maneuver to win veto.
Yeah.
And then swap someone out. So then
And not have themselves be like a swap. It'll be really interesting to see moving forward what happens as, you know, the numbers get smaller and smaller in this house. It'll just be so interesting.
A formal introduction. Paul, you can introduce yourself, but this is Paul, my friend, who actually may or may not know that he is the reason I love Big Brother. My first summer ever watching was the summer I met you.
No way.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You and your sister were obsessed with this show. And I was like, I think I've heard of it. I don't even know if I would like it. I don't like reality TV. And now I have a podcast about it. But yeah, like I've since then watched every season on ParamountPlus.com. And I'm like obsessed. So yeah, I don't know if you knew that.
What season was your first season?
That was the one after Frenchie and Nicole and Cody. So they were 16? Okay, so it was 17. It was like the twin twist.
Yes,
that season.
I think that was like the first one that I didn't watch in full. I was like... Because that was, it had to have been because we met right before I went to college. And then when I went to college, I didn't have cable. And so, when I was working over the summer and stuff, it just like made it difficult to keep up.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is like, watching Big Brother is like a job. I mean, you have to, it's a lot of episodes. If you miss, you have to find time the next day to like catch up. Because if you don't catch up soon enough, you're like behind. It's like, it's a lot.
Yeah, I was reminded this year that it comes on 3 nights a week, and I was like, holy how do people do this?
Yeah, well, me trying to convince people to watch it just so they will listen to this podcast, and they're like, oh, great, like, what night is it on? And I'm like, Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, and they're like, oh, no, like, I'm not watching this.
Absolutely not, yeah. My sister and I were just talking about, so my sister's Anna is the reason that I got into it. It was kind of like a family show, and then, you know, we've struggled off, and now family members watch it, but it's mainly Anna and I that enjoy it. And Anna and I used to have this blog. The name was BB Dish, and this girl named, I think her name was Carolyn, she would literally, like, transcript every minute of the live feeds. And I'm like, how did this girl have any free time over the summer? I'm not kidding. Like, she would have full conversations, screenshots of the live feeds, the like exact timestamps that you could go back on the live feeds to watch certain scenes of things. And like, everything was so perfectly organized. After season 15 or 14, she was like, hey guys, I'm done. And I've been so sad ever since, because that was my way of like recapping, but it's a time commitment, long story short.
No, it is. So this podcast, I don't think I've talked about this either, is inspired by Big Brother's Mother. Have you listened to that podcast?
No, I haven't.
You can't find it anywhere now, and I don't know what happened, and I want to message Matt on Twitter and be like, what happened to your podcast? Where did it go? I used to listen to it on Apple Podcasts, and I don't remember who, like, the production studio was that did it, but it was this guy, Matt, and this other guy who I don't follow on Twitter, so I don't know his name, but this guy, Matt, and his friend, and they live in LA, and they're like kind of in the scene, but like, they're kind of like, I would say they're like G-list celebrities. Like they like know people, but they're not like really in like the big scene. Like, I don't know. He worked for like Yahoo News or something. And they had this podcast, and it was hilarious, and they recapped the weeks of Big Brother in like the same style that I do, where like they do it after the eviction night, and they were hilarious. And I was trying to go back to listen for inspiration for this podcast, and I couldn't find it anywhere. It's gone. It's like not on the internet. You can't find it on YouTube. You can't find recorded episodes anywhere, and I don't know what happened, but he reached out to me like when the podcast was out. So they did it for season 18, so summer of 2016. And they were so funny. And I was in LA, so I messaged him on Twitter and was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with your podcast and I want to meet you. And he was like, oh, like, when are you going to be here? And like, he responded to me, but we like never met up because we like just didn't have time. But I wonder what happened to their podcast.
Oh my God. You should have met. That's so great.
Yeah. So this is like very much inspired by them, but I don't know what happened to them or where they went.
Well, I'm one, sorry about that. And two, sorry, I don't understand the reference. I'm sure it was amazing.
It was incredible. And it's sad that it's like, they only did one season and it's gone. Like, I can't find it anywhere.
They're one-hit wonders.
Yeah. They were like, cool. We're done. We're never doing this again. Like, I don't even know if they still watch the show. I tried to find it on Facebook. Like, I looked everywhere for this thing. It's totally gone. But they were very funny and it was so good. But I would love their takes on this season, because the season is unlike, I mean, like I said, I've seen every season. It's unlike any other season in so many
ways. It's so good.
Like,
listen, I'm telling you what I just said, after 16, because listen, 15, as controversial as it was, my queen Alyssa really made that season for me. And as messy as it was looking back, that was peak reality TV. 16 was a bore. I was so over Derek. I wanted him to go. I was so annoyed. He was just like running the show. It was annoying. So after 16, I was just like, oh, these people, it's so boring. They like, it's the same thing every time. They pick off this certain people at the beginning and then it becomes the same people at the end. It's just the same algorithm over and over. So I kind of dropped off there again. But this cast, I am so obsessed. I'm
really obsessed.
I'm like, I don't want anyone to go because I just love them all so much.
Yeah. No, I feel very similarly, except there's a couple of people I could happily.
Exactly. And we need to talk about that because I listened to your podcast and some of your takes I am so confused by because they've literally done nothing.
Let's talk, because I have changed a little bit on some of them. Although there's a couple where I'm like, oh, like my first instinct was like very correct. But then there's other people where I'm like, I still don't like you, but I'd like to talk to you and like figure out why I don't like you. Cause maybe I do like you and I just haven't talked to you before. And like, that's why, I don't know. But yeah. Okay. So let's hear your takes on this season.
Okay. Are we're going full season?
I mean, sure. We can do whatever we want.
I mean, first of all, I just want to say that I am so excited for the next 20 to 30 minutes to just profess my love for Derek X the entire time and let all your viewers know how much I am obsessed with him, because I don't think I've loved a contestant on Big Brother as much as I love him since BB13's Cassie, who I cried when she left, like actual tears. And I was literally 13 years old and I was like so obsessed with Cassie, and Rachel hated her and it was a big deal in my house. But I love Derek X so much. He was my number one pick since the beginning. And I think he's playing an excellent game. He is, as you guys said in the last episode, like winning all the right competitions, but doing it slyly and not like boasting about it and just being like really smart with how he talks to people. And Avi, I am obsessed with Hannah, which you are like so indifferent on, and I don't understand.
Yeah, like I don't love her, but I don't hate her. I don't want her to go because I'm like cookout forever, like need the cookout to like make it to the final six. So I need her to stay, but like I don't like, she just doesn't do anything for me. But I will say her little like diary session, like jabs are pretty funny to me now, but like that's like new, like she wasn't doing that before. But now like with Brent, she was like very sassy in the diary room about Brent, and like I really liked that and I thought that was funny. But before that I was kind of like, eh, you're just kind of there and that's fine. Like it's too early to say who's a floater because like not really anyone's had like that much of a chance to do like a whole lot. So I wouldn't say she's a floater. Like I think she could win stuff and like play, but she's just boring right now.
Okay, well, I completely disagree. Like, she comes
on
my...
I'm surprised you like her because she's your competition.
She literally is my competition. But unfortunately, I'm rooting for her. I just... first of all, I'm so impressed that she's 21 and just, like, carries herself so intelligently and, like, really understands this game. And I don't – well, she is a super fan, but, like, she is a super fan, right?
I'm pretty sure. I think she is. And I will say this last – which we haven't – oh, this will be this episode, Sunday night. Yes. Her talking to Christian kind of out of her ass – was so impressive. Like, she does, she is smart, she knows this game, she knows what to say. Like, things that I yell at my TV for them to say that they never say, she said. And I was like, oh my God, like, she's finally, like, someone's hearing me through the TV. Like, this is amazing. Like, I will agree that she definitely, like, knows what she's doing, and I appreciate that about her. I am very angry at Sarah Beth for some reason. Like, anger, like, it stirs up inside of me when I see her on the TV, and I can't pinpoint it. I don't know if it was because she was, like, going so hard after Hannah, or, like, her voice is annoying. I don't know what it is, but, like, anger just stirs inside of me.
I understand you there, and it makes me sad because those first few episodes, I think the world fell in love with Sarah Beth, and I was really happy because I didn't want, like, another BB17 Bridget coming in where it was, like, supposed to be the cute little cutesy girl with the high-pitched voice and, like, everyone loved her. But Bridget, I thought, was just atrocious and annoying. But Sarah Beth, like, I think really won the crowd over. And, yeah, how she was fighting so hard against Hannah, like, for what? Like, girl.
That's what I was saying. And I was like, first of all, it's not your HOH. So, like, as a team member, you giving a suggestion is one thing. But, like, to be so adamant that that's the person that goes home, to me, I was like, why are you, like, what's your vendetta against this girl? Like,
yes.
You love Derek X? Like, what's your secret here? Like, why are you being like this?
Yeah. Oh, my God, do you love Derek X? Can you imagine what a plot twist that would be?
I mean.
Beth is in love with Derek X.
She's just mad. Like, Hannah leaves and she's, like, cuddling up to Derek X. I'd be like, that's why.
I love Sarah Beth because I would be doing the same ass thing. I'd be like, let's get the hell Hannah out of here. This can't be happening anymore.
It's crazy. Okay, so I want to know, because I'm so curious. Well, since we're talking about Hannah, so I guess by the time this airs, we will know who's evicted.
Oh my God.
But who do you think?
Listen, I'm genuinely going to be devastated if she does go. Whitney, okay, here's another one that you also hate Whitney. And, like, I'm kind of indifferent on her. I think she's fine. I think, honestly, I thought she was going to come in as, like, the dumb, quirky girl that doesn't really know anything and, like, doesn't really know how to play this game. But I thought she has made some decent, intelligent notes in the DR. So I'll give her that. But I obviously would much rather see her go than Hannah. Same. Because I adore Hannah. But I'm scared it's not going to go that way. And I haven't been keeping up as much on live feeds this season. But I just, you know how it goes. Like, the target rarely shifts last minute as much as they want to say, like, oh, you expect the unexpected. I feel I'm
scared. I am nervous, but I will say when Alyssa was talking about, like, oh, like, we shouldn't be doing, like, they want Whitney gone. Why are we doing their dirty work? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you don't realize though that, like, those are the people who are voting. So, like, just because you want Whitney to stay doesn't mean that the other three teams who are voting will vote that way. So I don't know. I mean, I am kind of like, I think she has a lot of protection. She has the cookout. She has Derek X. Like, I think she has the votes to stay. So it will be, like, kind of this, like, oh, it'll be tight. It'll be, like, a close call. But when Alyssa said that, I was like, yeah, but, like, it's not really, it is up to you who's on the block, but it's not up to you who goes home. So it will be close, but I think it would be really funny if something doesn't go their way because everything has gone their way. Like, even on their team, Xavier is going to vote to keep Hannah. So
I was just thinking about that. I wasn't even.
She'll have the votes, I think, which would be hilarious because I want nothing more than Alyssa and Christian to be on the block together and go home like one after the other before jury. Like nothing would make me happier than them not being in the jury house together. Like truly.
What have they done? What have they done?
I don't like them.
Why?
I much prefer Hannah and Derek X as a showmance. And I just think Alyssa and Christian are going to be so annoying until the end. If they make it to the end, it's just going to be like, ugh, it will be like the worst season to watch.
Okay, but Madison, they've shown one scene of them being a showmance. The rest is like, they're fine.
Yeah, but I think they're going to like influence each other the whole time. Like, I don't think it's just going to be like them playing games and like also being like together. It's going to be this like, oh, who do you not like? Who do you not like? Like, it'll just constantly go back and forth. And like, if they win back and forth, it would just be so annoying. But I have this weird feeling that like, what is production doing that's helping this team? Because when Frenchie wanted Christian out, Christian won the first wildcard competition. Now they know the whole house was going to target Christian and Alyssa, and their team wins, making them the only team with four people. And I'm like, what is happening here?
I mean, do you really think it's production though?
I don't know. I don't know how much they really control, but I'm assuming it's at least a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have many large thoughts around that because I feel like in a sense it has been fair in that three of the teams have one player out and then the Kings are just to have everyone still. But that'll change obviously this week when one team will have
two.
I guess just the Aces because, right? No, the Jokers. What the hell? Who's Derek X on? Is he the Aces?
They're the Aces. And then, okay, the but Aces. I haven't watched the live feeds. The veto hasn't been played.
Right.
Yet.
Well, I know who won the veto.
Oh, you do. You can say.
Should I? Yeah, I just looked before this because I wanted to keep up to date.
Okay,
but
okay.
I won't spill anything.
No, you can say. This will come out before or after that happens.
Oh, okay. Christian wins the veto and he doesn't play.
Oh, okay.
Listen, here's the thing. I'm indifferent about Christian. I think, first of all, I'm so pissed. You mentioned how Travis I had in my bracket. I had like chosen him as one of my players in our draft. And the one time, Madison, that I go for the straight white man, like every other season of Big Brother, I'm always cheering for like the rock star, where it's like the crazy ass, like, person who doesn't fit in with the rest of the crowd. And the one time I'm like, you know what? I gotta make a smart decision. The straight white man always makes it to the end. He's the damn first to go. I was so pissed.
I was sad. And I mentioned this. It's really annoying how I've fallen in love with all three of these people who have been evicted after they're evicted. Like,
hold up. So you're telling me that you were in love with Frenchie and then you hated Frenchie and now you love him again?
Yeah, well, when he got out and he was talking to Julie, I was like, where was this guy the whole time? Like, the calm, the cool, the collected, the nice, the, oh, yeah, it's a game. Like, you know, that it's just a game. I'm like, where were you 20 minutes ago? You wouldn't have been evicted if you were this guy 20 minutes ago. Like, what the heck? And then even Brent, like, hugging everyone, being like, oh, man, it's just a game. Like, no worries. Like, nobody's caused, like, any fuss when they've left. They haven't been, like, ignoring people on their way out. Like, no hard feelings. And, like, even when they're talking to Julie, they're like, going through like their strategy and they're being really like nice. I mean, Brent was almost in tears and I'm like, wait, I like you now. Why are you like this now? Like, what is going on? And that's when I didn't like Travis until his interview with Julie. And I was like, damn it. I like you now.
I have been impressed. And I think that's just like an overall theme with this cast this season is everyone just feels so normal and nice and not like reality TV show characters.
Yes. Really except like Whitney, which we'll get into.
Why?
I'm sorry, Whitney, you're on the wrong show. The Bachelor is on ABC and you can go on there. Like, you don't need to be on Big Brother.
Oh my God, that scene that they did with like the, would you wear this to the gym? I died.
I died. I'm not kidding. I lost my mind. I was like, and to me, when I first saw a photo of Whitney and read her little bio and found out where she's from in Portland, which is not Portland, it's, she's from Happy Valley, which you can just guess what that's like. I was like, this is so that. This scene is so that. This makes so much sense. This is who you are. You wear that to the gym and that makes sense. And that just makes sense to me. And aww. I was just like, nope, wrong show. Wrong show, girlfriend.
The thing I'm saying is that I'm thinking back to, I think they were trying to cast her as like the season 14 Ashley Ioko or like the Victoria, just like the very ditzy, I have no idea what's going on kind of girl. And I don't think she's lived up to that. Like,
I agree. I mean, I think she has good intentions for sure. Like, I wanted her to win HOH to put up Christian and Alyssa. Like, I was like very happy with that. I liked that plan. I liked that she was in the diary room, like talking about making big moves. My problem with her is that will she ever actually have the opportunity to do that? Because she doesn't win comps. And can she win comps? I don't think so. So I'm like, it's one thing to like be like us and watch this on TV and like say what's a good idea. But like, we're not out there like trying to win competitions. You know what I mean? I feel like she's just a better viewer.
Okay, I mean, that's fine. I'll accept that critique. I think it's a fine one.
I don't know. I'm just hoping she... I didn't want either of them to go home, to be honest. I wanted Whitney in a little bit longer. But now that it's her and Hannah, I want her to go home.
Madison, we have to discuss something. Which is that even by the topics of our conversation that we've had thus far, I think reveals how amazing of a player Claire is. The fact that her name has not come up once, but she's playing so smartly, so under the radar, but just enough that she's going to skate by, I think she's going to make it really far.
I think she will make it really far as well. But I don't know at the end, if she made it to like final two, I'm trying to think who she would win against. Because she is a little bit, well, unless later down the line she like starts getting a little bit more like vocal and like in it, I feel like she's playing almost like too smart where she's like being too quiet. Because like I'm wondering, like I don't see her like really aligning closely with it. Like she's just like friends with everyone. Her social game is good, but I'm like, when it comes down to like if you're with two other people at the final three, who would take you? Are you aligned with anybody like that closely? Are you building jury members? Or are you just friends with everybody? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not making waves, but you're also not building, like, strong bonds?
Well, listen. You know who was friends with everyone and ended up fucking winning the game? Andy Herons. Clearly, it's a strategy. That is not to compare Claire to Andy at all. I think Claire's playing a way better game.
I tweet at Andy often. I will say.
Did he come on the podcast?
I ask him often. I asked him before I started this podcast to start a podcast with me about Big Brother on Twitter, and he just ignored my tweet. It made me sad. He has a hairless cat. I comment on it all the time.
I'm going to get a list on this podcast for you because she just liked one of my tweets the other day.
You know who I want to get on this podcast?
Who?
Zach.
Oh, Jesus.
Want Zach on the podcast.
Energy on this thing would be chaotic.
He's, like, so different now. I follow him on Instagram, and he's, like, oh, like, Big Brother was such a, like, dark time in my life. Like, I was such a different person. Like, I was so obsessed with, like, fame and wanted to be cool and blah, 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 blah. And, like, I realized that those things aren't important anymore. And I'm, like, I want to talk to you so bad. Because I want to talk to the people who are kind of like, fuck Big Brother, because those are the people who probably love this season. And like, those are the people who I'm like, I think you know what's up. Like, Andy is like very vocal about like being against like production and all of that stuff. And I'm like, you would be fantastic to talk to about this season because it's so different than every other season. Yeah. I mean, gosh, I feel like I could talk for like 4 hours with you about this. I mean, yeah, I do like this cast, even the people I don't like. I'm like, wow, it's so refreshing to see you over like, I don't know, Nicole again. Like, oh God, if they brought back Nicole again. Nicole. She was having a baby, so she couldn't, but.
The biggest plot twist is that she ends up marrying Victor. I've never seen that coming in a million years.
I don't know what to say.
Like, who, honest to God, who ever saw that coming? That is the most bizarre thing ever.
The only person to be evicted 3 times in his season.
They just fit together perfectly. They're perfect.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, yeah, wow. Wowzers. It's just crazy. I mean, yeah, I take like Frenchie over Christmas. Like, I never want to see Christmas on an All-Star season ever again.
Paul, I hate Paul. I hate Paul.
Oh my gosh, I hate Paul.
Madison, I just want to know when me and you are going to go on as a twist of like people that know each other from, you know, previous life. Like, what season are we going to be on?
I don't know. Should we like audition for Big Brother?
I thought that was a given. I thought you haven't been auditioning every year since you turned 21, you mean? Because
no, but my dream, to be honest, is either for CBS to like pick up this podcast and like I get to do the like after interviews with everybody.
Oh my God, Jeff, you get to take.
I would love to be Jeff, or I have actually dreamed of printing out my resume and going to a casting and being like, "Hi, are you hiring producers?" And like give them my resume and be like, "I don't want to be on the show, but I want to help produce the show."
That would be. Okay. So cool. Yeah. I would love to like meet Allison Grodner in the flesh and just
another person I follow on Twitter.
I think
fly on the wall entertainment. Shout out.
I think you could do it. I believe in you.
I mean, just pure genius, honestly. Like, this show is just pure genius.
Listen, if you got on production, I would expect you to listen to all of my requests and try your best to make them happen.
100%. I mean, here's my thing and my fear, I guess, with this season being so well casted, will they do it again?
Or do like a to this one?
Yeah.
Why do you think not?
I don't know. I just am worried that they're like, okay, we ticked that box. We did that thing. We found normal people. And now we're back to our slimy type cast of.
I feel like it's such a hit though.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't see any like weird comments until I think it was on like Brent shared like a video of him or something like that. I don't know. And I looked at the comments and it was like, oh, like, they're voting out all the white people. They're so racist, like la, la, la. And I was like, oof, like, no, that's actually not what's happening. Yes.
So. They're voting out idiots who just happen to be white people.
Right, right.
Travis, no hate, love Travis.
I mean, yeah, look, there will be a time when like a black person has to go and like, that's fine by me. That's the way it is. I mean, I said in one of the episodes, like, the first person I want from the cookout to go is Asa because she's too emotional and cries all the time and you're annoying me.
God. The biggest disappointment in history was preseason. I was so excited. I almost picked her for my draft. I was like, this girl's going to come in. She, you know, who took her place was Tiffany, who I am also obsessed with.
Amen.
Tiffany comes on my screen and I'm instantly 20 times happier.
She's
but I was
amazing.
What the fuck has Asa done? It's crazy.
It's crazy. She is like, I mean, I'm watching even Derek F, who I was like, I want you to win. I want you to win. Like, I'm like, why are you defending Brittany? Like, you're not going to be in teams forever.
I have to tell you that we commonly refer to Brittany in our household as Brittini, because that's how our name is spelled. And now I'm like, Brittany, who the hell's Brittany? Oh, Brittini.
Brittini. Okay, well, now I call her that. Brittini. I mean, first of all, I've never seen anyone who knows they're safe be so upset they're on the block. Second of all, I've never seen people who are not on the block be so upset that someone's on the block. I'm like, what are you guys doing? You're just all a bunch of crybabies. Like, you're safe and you're not going home. Like, I'm very confused why everyone's so upset here. Like, you guys just all three of you, honestly, could go and I'd be fine, because I'm like, what is happening? You're ruining it for everyone else.
Yes, I 100% agree. I would be okay with Azza leaving, honestly, because I don't think she's contributing much to the show. But I will say that if Brittini goes, I'm going to be so disappointed, because her everything is so comical to me. Like, she's so chaotic, and I think it is the funniest thing ever. She does not know how to control herself whatsoever.
It is honestly hysterical. I mean, the rap, to me, I was like, my jaw, like, honestly hit the floor like a cartoon. I was like, oh, your jaw.
And then the fake out the next week, as if we were, like, all hanging on the end of our seats for Brittany to do another rap.
It was funny. Right before she opened her mouth, I looked at Austin and I went, not another one. And then she, like, faked us out and I was like, no, I can't handle it.
Oh, my God.
I can't. Oh, my gosh. Like, what?
I'm going to be disappointed when she leaves.
She is good entertainment. I think she'll make it to jury for that reason, because she's good entertainment. And I also think people like feel bad that she's been on the block at this point. Honestly, it was like in her best interest that that happened to her, because people will not nominate her for like several weeks.
But that's another concept that is so crazy. And listen, this is a lot of jumbled thoughts. We'll go one to another. It's crazy to me that that concept of like, oh, she's been on the block twice now, I feel really bad. Because that never used to happen before. It, like, the first person who was the pawn the first week was just the immediately, like...
For the whole season.
Yeah, they were, like, the go-to pawn, because they were, like, the person that had already
been... No blood on your hands.
You know? Yeah. But now this whole concept of, like, oh, I feel bad, which leads me to my point that I've thought about for a while, and that, like, especially with this cast of such normal people, rise of social media, I think, has just completely changed the landscape of the show, in that beforehand you would get off the show and there was no repercussions for anything that you did, said anything on this show. But now, because of everyone having just instant access to you, your family, everything about you, after you get off, you can be reprimanded for those things that you've said, or if you did something bad on the show. And so people are so much more scared to act out and fight and be aggressive and yell and all this stuff. And so I think that, like, you get a lot more empathy and, like, compassion from castmate to castmate, because, like, they want to be, like, the nice guy and they want to be liked and stuff, which is annoying as a viewer.
Yeah. No, it's true. I thought Tiffany made a fantastic point on Sunday night when she was talking to Christian before he made nominations and was like, why are you not considering Brittany? If you're really about saving your team or your alliance, the two people who put her on the block are on the two teams in this room. And she's made it clear that she's going after those people. So if you want to keep Kylan and Xavier safe, who are in your alliance, why wouldn't you just get her out? Because you know that she's going after them. And, like, she's already been on the block. Nobody would be mad about it. And everyone would probably just vote her out at this point. Third time's a charm. Like, just see ya, sorry, no hard feelings. Especially if she was up against Hannah.
Right.
So, like, I don't know why she wasn't considered. And that makes me, like, question Christian a little. Like, was there reason behind that that we aren't seeing, that we don't know? Like, I want to know why Brittany wasn't even considered. Like, it was immediately Whitney and Hannah and that's it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why?
I also think it's funny that, and I don't know how much this has continued, but how much Azza and Brittini were like such a duo, but like they don't get viewed as a duo. They like seen or like have the same showmance implications that Christian and Alyssa or potentially Derek X and Hannah may, you know?
It's true. Yeah, I wonder. Because Azza even said like she knows like Brittany would be like her loyal ally if she stayed, and that's why she was like fighting so hard for her to stay. And I'm like, then she's got to go because I want you to go.
Yeah. God, I cannot wait to see how these votes fall this week because you're so right. I hadn't even thought about the votes before, but it is going to be hopefully a close one. I mean, like, I love a close vote.
I think it'll be really close. I think because Hannah's social game is a little bit better, she might, apart from having the cookout and Derek X, she might also get Claire because they can't really...
We're going to tally this, right? We're going to make our predictions.
Okay. Because I can't really see Claire voting for Whitney.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, because I want Claire and Derek X to, like, pair up so bad. They would dominate. They would literally
That's
dominate.
True. They would probably make it to the end.
Okay, so Hannah has Derek F, Azza, mm-hmm. Brittany, Brittini?
Probably. With influence of Derek F and Azza.
Right, because they're all on the same team. So Brittini and then Xavier, for sure, and Kyland,
mm-hmm.
and Tiffany.
Yeah.
And yeah, probably Claire. So the only people voting to evict Hannah would be Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth's fucking out for Hannah's blood. And then maybe Alyssa.
I think Alyssa would vote to evict Hannah.
Okay, so I think Hannah will stay.
I think Hannah will stay.
Unless
I think there's no way that the cookout is voting Hannah out over Whitney. No way.
Yeah, I would hope not.
And I think Claire is a big enough super fan to be like, man, just get Whitney out. Like, she doesn't need to be here.
Right, I agree with that.
So yeah. I think, yeah, it'll just make the Kings look really petty. And then, unfortunate for them, the whole house will then be going after them.
Yeah, but the team twist is off, like, next week, right?
Yeah, so I think Christian is going on the block unless Alyssa wins.
You think his own team would even put him up, though?
Xavier would, I think.
Yeah, maybe that's true. Ugh, I love Xavier.
I do, too. Yeah. I, like, really like him. I think I want him to make it to the end.
Yeah, I do, too. I really do.
If it were up to me, I want Xavier and Tiffany to kind of be like a final two. And then like Derek X and I guess Claire. I don't love her, but like I like her. So like Derek X and Claire would be a final two. And then if they made a final four.
That would be my actually switch out Hannah for Claire. And that would be probably my ultimate final four.
And then they can like duel it out at the end. But like if they just took each other all to the final four, I would be happy with that.
Yeah, I would. Oh my god, they need to make an alliance right now.
I know. Why aren't we there to like tell them? Why aren't we outside the fence, like yelling at them? This is why I have to work there.
Yeah, it's like, hey, don't you think you may want to make an alliance with these people? Yeah,
they're like in the diary room, and I'm like, hey, on your way out, you should go talk to.
Honest to god, that would be such great television. Everyone would thank you for it. So make it happen.
Well, if it happens this week, then it was me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh god, please, as long as Derek X is here for a long time so I can stare at him on my television, I will be happy.
I think he'll be around for a while. He's got a good social game and he's winning things, so
right. God, well, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, it's been so fun. Oh my god. We have Thursday night's episode. Whitney is evicted against Hannah in a unanimous vote. I do feel really bad for her at this point. I didn't want either of them to leave. So this was like kind of the first week where I was like, ugh, like I don't want either of these people to go home.
So that was kind of frustrating. And I'm interested to see kind of what happens now. So we have this first endurance comp of the summer for the HOH. It's the wall competition. They're all hanging on the wall. And spoiler, Derek X wins that HOH comp, which you don't see in the episode. You see later on the live feeds.
Yeah.
And what he will do,
that's going to be exciting to watch.
We will see. Because
he has his hand dipped in so many different...
Yes. He is very much like Andy, where he's friends with everyone. I think everyone in the house is going to feel safe this week. And it'll be very surprising to see what he does. I think with Hannah in his ear, it could be Sarah Beth as the target.
Yeah.
I think the smart play is Christian and Alyssa. But...
I don't think he'll go for that yet.
I don't know. I've seen some things on the live feeds that he is interested in backdooring Christian.
Really?
Which I think is genius move.
Damn. Next week can't come soon enough.
That's right. I'm Madison McGee.
And I'm AJ Christensen.
And say good morning to Tiffany. Y'all are rude. On the Block is a production of Yes Studios.
Music is by Harrison Amer.